church. Love your pastor. He's a really great pastor and a pretty good father-in-law. But thank you once again for your time. Be finding Mark 10, if you will. Got about 5 points. He said, I got 10 minutes. I'm gonna... Is that me? He said, I got 10 minutes, got 5 points. I'm going to cut it to 3. I think I can do that. Mark 10, beginning in verse 46. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good cheer, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garments, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. I want to talk this morning about when Jesus stood still. Notice in verse 49, it says, and Jesus stood still. We see this in this passage. Jesus was on his way to Calvary, on his way to be hung on a cross. And in the middle of the motion, something happens. A blind beggar out, and the Bible says three powerful words in verse 49. Jesus stood still. The creator of the universe, the one who brought everything into existence, stood still, not over a king, not over a ruler, over a blind beggar. Blind Bartimaeus is a picture of every lost man. And that's what I want to give this morning, is some comparison to the sinner and with this passage. So first of all, I see the sinner's condition. Blind Bartimaeus sat by the highway side. Mark gives us three details about him. Number one, he was blind. Blindness in Scripture often pictures spiritual blindness. Blind people are just that, they're blind. If you close your eyes right now, wave your hand over your face, you can still see that. Blind person can't see that. They're completely blind. It's exactly if they didn't have an eyeball in their socket. So they're blind, and we are spiritually blind as well if you're lost. A lost man is spiritually blind. Not only is he blind, well, before I go on to my next one, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:4 that God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. Can go on a rabbit right there, but I'm going to leave that be. Number two, he was begging. He had nothing. He could fix nothing. He could earn nothing. Salvation is not self-sufficient. It is for those who realize they are helpless. You remember when you were lost, you could do nothing but beg. You may have tried anything and everything to fix, but you cannot fix nothing. So you were begging when you were lost. Not only was he blind and begging, but he was by the highway side. He was close to the way, but not in the way. Many today are close. They're real close, but they're not in the way. So he was sitting by the highway side. And my second point, we not only see the sinner's condition, but we see the sinner's cry. Find that in verse 47 and 48. And when Jesus heard, it was Jesus, when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to set out to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. So we see in verse 47 and verse 48, the sinner's cry. Number one, we see that he heard. He cannot see, but he can hear. Faith cometh by hearing. Romans 10:17. He heard about Jesus, and that changed everything. So not only was he blind, but he could hear. He heard about Jesus, and that changed everything for him. But not only did he cry, but he heard, but then he cried, "Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me." This was a desperate cry. Like I said, he could do nothing to fix his blindness. He could do nothing in and of himself, but look to Jesus. And not only did he cry, but he continued crying. We see that right here where it says, "Many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal." See, this crowd tried to silence him. The devil will try to silence you. If you're lost, the devil will try to silence you. Not only will the devil try to silence you, pride will try to silence you, and fear will try to silence you. But the more they pressed him, the louder he cried. And number three, my final point, I'll give it to one of these other men. Third and final point, we'll see the Savior's compassion. Verse 49. "And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good cheer, rise, he calleth thee." So out of all the noise, out of all the movement, and out of all the urgency, as Jesus was on his way to Calvary, Jesus stopped. What caused the Son of God to halt? It was the cry of faith. Then he said, "Call him." So it was the cry of faith that made Jesus stand still. And I wish I could keep going. I had 5 points. I cut it down to 3. I'm going to pass it to one of these other men. Thank you for your time again. It was great to preach in front of you. My first time behind this pulpit. Like I said, love Brother Ronnie, and love you as well.